Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a most unusual story, which is a little bit out of this world. Once there was an old man named Bunim. He was the shamus in the city of Worms, which is a city in Europe. And also, he was on the Chevra Kedisha. That means the group of people that would take care of burials and preparing the bodies for burials. One day, Bunim came to shul earlier than usual, and right in front of him he saw a man with a crown on his head. But this was a very unusual crown. It was a crown made of beautiful grass. At first, Bunim was very shocked. Is this some kind of evil spirit that I'm looking at? He thought. But then he suddenly recognized the person. He said, wait a minute, aren't you the so-and-so that we buried yesterday in the cemetery, that you had passed away yesterday or the day before, and we buried you yesterday? Yes, the man said. Yes, I am. Oh, well, then you must be the neshama, the soul of the person. How is it for you in Shemayim? Very good, the man said. Now, Bunim knew that this person that they buried the day before was not known to be a particularly righteous person, holy person, very, very ordinary person. So he wondered, how could he already be in Shemayim and everything was good? Usually there is a process of purification and so forth. So Bunim said, what special zechus do you have for yourself? How was it that you went immediately right into Gan Eden? So the man said, well, it's only one big main zechus that I have. And that is that whenever I said a bracha, I would say it loudly and sweetly. And therefore, I was ushered into Gan Eden right away with a lot of honor. Now, that's a very important story because it shows us that there is great reward for saying a bracha nicely, sweetly, out loud. But of course, we know that there's a much greater reason than the reward, and that is that it brings Mashiach quicker, because every mitzvah that we do brings Mashiach quicker, and especially such a great mitzvah as davening in an out loud voice and very sweetly, because this helps us that our davening becomes better. And it also helps that the people around us daven better. And also, it will certainly help that Hashem will answer our requests more. And of course, the main request that we make in our davening, in many, many, many places in the davening, is asking for Mashiach to come. And so this is something very important for all of us to remember, especially as we get to be very expert at our davening, knowing the words very well. It's very easy to fly through quickly and softly, but it's much, much better for us and for the people around us and for bringing Mashiach quicker to daven out loud and in a sweet way. Thank you for joining the story of the day.